Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, I'm gonna start recording our episode. Okay, the podcast is starting, like right about.
Start the podcast.
Right about now. Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We're so excited to have you. I'm so excited to have you. Brooke's so excited to have you. We're so excited to have you. He, she, we are so excited to have you. I, Wombo.
You, Wombo.
He, she, we, Wombo. I think as a nation, we can all Wombo.
Wombo was one. So ahead of its time with pronouns.
Wombo? More like one bow, because we can all unite under one bow. Hi, get in here. Get into my Wombo. Come here. Hold my hand while we Wombo.
I Wombo.
You Wombo.
We Wombo.
We Wombo.
Yeah, thank you. Hands just... are clammy. All okay?
Oh, no. I'm sick. I am sick as a dog, but I want you
are
guys.
Are you really?
God, yeah.
What's wrong?
I have a sinus infection.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did you get antibiotics?
No.
That antibiotics?
No. No antibiotics.
Why? Because you don't subscribe to those?
I'm just trying to take less medication, which is good because I'm on so many random ones over the counter now that I'm hallucinating. I just feel so weird. Which, by the way, remember?
Well, I'm worried that it's going to get worse if you're not taking antibiotics.
See, I wasn't worried until I bent down to put on my shoes this morning, and I was scared.
You need to take antibiotics.
I was like, did one of my eyes just come out?
Seriously.
Yeah, I need to. Okay, I'm going to go back.
Yeah, you need to get those because it gets so much worse.
They prescribed me. I just need to go pick it up from them.
Yes, you need to go get those.
Antibiotics are so wonderful because you take one and you're like, oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Have I told the story about, really quick, I just want to circle back to, we were recording twice this week. We recorded on Monday or
we recorded
Tuesday?
Monday and now it's Friday.
So Monday when I was getting like bouts of depression, I think I was just really tired from being sick and I was kind of like nodding off and I was just trying to stay awake.
Right.
And I was taking drowsy on X and I realized I was taking drowsy Sudafed.
Oh my God, that is, I don't know how you were pushing through
that. Do you want to hear the worst thing in the world?
Yeah.
I woke up this morning and I got all these, I'm taking my wonder pill is what I call it. It's my wellness capsule. They work. Like, I don't know.
No, people swear by them.
I've asked my doctor friends. They're like, they usually are like, you don't need to take supplements if you don't have, what is it called when you have less
deficiency,
or something? A deficiency in this. You don't need to take iron unless you're deficient in iron, you know? And because you just pee it out. And you'll notice that's why your pee is so yellow or whatever. And she's like, I actually don't have anything to say about that, those. And like lion's mane and stuff. She's like, yeah.
I mean, right.
Yeah. But
have you ever had zinc on an empty stomach?
Yeah. Are you asking if I've needed to pull over my car to throw up before? Yeah. You taste the zinc and you go, oh. Oh.
No.
Oh. It's happening.
Everything's fine for 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I have the stomach bug, like really bad.
It's like you're about to fly. Do you know what I mean? It's like that you're
the
hollow.
I have had a lot of feelings in my life, particularly feelings in the stomachal region. Having zinc on an empty stomach is the worst feeling. And sometimes in my new, especially in my new emergency crystals, which are these, I love emergency.
Yeah.
And you can take like the kind that's just in the packets, I think, on an empty stomach. I take those on an empty stomach and I'm fine. But there's these new crystals that are like pop rocks
Oh.
that you don't need water for.
Uh-huh.
And so I just took two of those And then I was like, ooh, look at the package, zinc. So just be careful, everyone, if you're going pop rocket mode.
Eat something before. I can't take anything on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Because I'll start to taste it when I burp.
Oh. No, the issue, I think there's something like in the formula that it's like you'll throw up right in T-5 if you, and the worst part is trying to shove down a cracker to try to
mouth
stop
it.
Your mouth
is so dry.
Your mouth is so dry. You're gagging, but you got to get that saltine down just to stop everything. Oh my God, it's hell on earth. Anyway, sorry.
No.
Going.
Well, this morning I woke up and I had bought some new vitamin C gummies. Guess what those look exactly like?
Lemmy?
No, weed gummies.
Yeah.
Like they look exactly the same.
Gummy's a gummy's a gummy.
A gummy's a gummy is gummy. And I had put the weed gummies, because I was traveling, like I just put some in my dog kit.
Picked your dog
one up,
kit.
To pick one up, I go, hold on. They're identical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Maybe I'm on Gavin Newsom's side with we're making them too like available and like delicious.
What is he saying? Weed gummies or vitamin C gummies?
I think it's, no, yeah, he's anti-vitamin C. I think he's saying like some of the drink things that are being sold just like.
Like cans?
Yeah, because when I was in New York, we just went into a bodega and they just like sold cans. And I'm like, I've had a can that like made me question if I was dreaming.
Right.
Or if I was asleep or like awake. I can't imagine being.
Well, they're selling them in Erewhon now.
Yeah, and like a 12-year-old could go to, you know, like that.
Well, they sell alcohol in grocery stores too.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm advocating for.
No,
or
it's
against.
All good.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just like at the end of the day, if you stand for nothing, what do you fall for?
Aaron Burr.
Good job, sir. Gave you chilies?
Yeah. Well, no, just because Burr is always going to remember being cold.
Oh.
Aaron, what I was going to say. I was going to say, have I told the story about having mono on here yet?
Multiple times, yeah. Tell it again for good luck.
Well, I don't want to get gross like right off the bat, but I know when I'm getting really sick because I always get tonsil stones, and like a lot of people don't experience tonsil stones.
I don't think I've had one.
Have you, Kenny? Izzy? Okay. Grace over there, have you? Okay. So I think it's like affecting 2 in 5 people in America. Uh-huh. We've got about a 20% tonsil stone rate right now. And I have had some this week. So I'm like, okay, what I'm feeling is real. What I'm feeling is valid. I'm sick. And when I had mono, the one day when I called in sick to work, thinking I was really depressed, because I was like, why am I so tired all the time? And I'm pushing through every day at work. I'm like, I must be depressed. No, I had mono. And I'm like falling asleep at this meeting and couldn't keep my head up. I go home on a Friday. I wake up. I go to sleep at like 5 p.m. I wake up on Sunday. And I was like, what? I died.
Yeah.
Sorry, I died. And when I woke up, I hadn't talked to anyone, obviously, in like 2 days. No missed calls, by the way. And I look out my window and I was like, what time is it? Because the fires had hit while I was asleep, had hit Santa Monica. And so it was noon o'clock, but it was pitch black. I could see the sun, barely. And I called my mom and I'm like, Mom, I hadn't talked out loud, so I didn't hear. My mouth was swollen so shut that I sounded like Kermit. And I looked. All tonsil stones.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I went to the...
How do you get them out? Don't tell me.
They just come out.
Oh.
Or you can like...
Are they like... Can you hold them?
Yeah, they're like... Yeah.
They're like real... Like a kidney stone? Oh my God. Did I tell you about my sister's kidney stone looked like?
You were able to view
she
it?
She has it.
She had an open casket?
I was shocked to see that. It's like a diamond. A gorgeous diamond.
Oh, it's been under the pressure of her urethra.
Urethra. But like that would be fun for like a celebrity. No.
Like Madame Tussauds kidney stone viewing.
Like there are some people who would like buy Harry Styles kidney stones and make a diamond out of it, a diamond brooch.
Me. I would do that. I'm not even like a super fan.
Yeah, that's
I would
what I'm
wear
saying.
A Harry Styles original kidney stone.
Yeah,
peach.
I was like, oh, that's a gorgeous stone. It's a stone.
Where is that? Oh, is that a ruby? Is that an emerald? Oh, no.
This is four-carat kidney stone. Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You may have opened up a new market.
I wouldn't be mad about it.
We're in the market for kidney stones. If you have one available, RPO box, which we'll make by the time this airs.
No, we won't.
Send it your way. We want all your kidney stones.
Yeah, but they're very pretty and they're very small, so it's hard to believe they create such a ruckus.
Well, if you think about a pee hole.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
At the end of the day, everything is so about perspective.
Are women's urethras smaller than men's?
We've literally already
but
had
I forget.
This. Yes. No. No.
Same size?
They're okay. Well, maybe it's important to have conversations more
it
than
is.
Once.
And it's not like not all of our viewers will remember either.
And we have new viewers.
Okay.
No, men's and women's urethras are not the same size. Men's are about 16 to 22 centimeters, mm-hmm. while women's are 3 to 5.
And meanwhile, men and like, obviously it still hurts for men, of course, but like, think about when a woman gets a kidney stone and has to pass it through her urethra.
Brooke, yours are 3 to 5 centimeters and ours are 16 to 22. So it's just like it's...
Oh, I thought that was talking about thickness. I guess that wouldn't make
no,
sense.
No, the diameter is about...
I'm talking about
it's
the
about
diameter.
The same. It's about the same.
I guess it wouldn't make sense to have a 16 centimeter thick urethra.
We don't do the metric system, so there's no way of knowing.
Yeah, we do the... Exactly.
Imperial metric
very
system.
Very good. Is that out by the time this is out?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Hell no.
Hell no, brother.
Hell no. We'll be long gone by the time that comes out.
Hell
girl.
No, brother.
Come on now. Well, it's okay. Important that we talk about urethras on a Friday.
Yes. Fridays are for the urethras.
Yes. Well, it would be so great if everyone could... There's no way to like prepare for the passing of the stone, right? The passing of the stone that needs to be Lord of the Rings book.
That is.
The passing of the stone?
Yeah, the third one.
Yeah, but it's not talking about a kidney stone.
No, Lord of the Rings, the passing of the stone.
You better sit down with your typewriter and start writing this damn book before...
That's what I'm telling you. The third one is called The Passing of the Stone.
What? Brooke, you're not lying?
Wait, no, I am. Does it say that on Google?
Yeah.
Wait,
In the Lord of the Rings, the passing of the stones refers to the fate of several Palantir stones, which are magical stones that were brought to Middle Earth by...
Would you look at that?
Oh my gosh. Whoa. Brooke.
That was mostly you. I just said it was the third book.
They really need to, like, whatever.
The Stone of Eric.
You know what I miss? And this is so me and you.
What?
This is so me and you. Do you remember when, like, Scary Movie time, when they used to make full-blown an entire movie that was just a spoof of a different movie, but, like, same plot line, just slightly changing, like, the passing of the stone would be the kidney stone?
Yeah. You could do that.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Like Weird Al Yankovic, but for...
Yankovic?
What was it? Djokovic?
Yankovic. Actually, I shouldn't be saying anything because I'm not 1,000% sure, but it's definitely Yank. Yankovic?
Yank that bitch, bitch. It's Weird
Yankovic?
Al Yankovic.
Okay. Yankovic. Urch.
That's good.
It's definitely, yeah, ah, long A.
Yankovic. Djokovic is a tennis player. Yep. But I feel like I miss movies like that. I can't think of any specifically besides Scary Movie.
There's this one that I told you about a few years ago that I don't remember anything about, and I can't remember who's in it. But it's like a spoof on all the dating movies. Is it Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd?
Show me Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd.
Give me Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd film for $600. They come together. Is a spoof on like every dating movie.
Really?
And it's with Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd. And I had literally never heard of it. I just threw it on because it was on Netflix or something. It was so funny. I was completely shell-shocked.
Oh, well, I'm adding it to my list.
Yeah. Definitely watch that. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, I'm like dying LMAO, but it was definitely a good watch and like smart idea.
You really can't get
and
wrong
Amy
with
and Paul.
The cast being Paul Rudd, Amy Poehler, Skip, Bill Hader, Skip, Ed Helms. That's great.
Yeah. That's, you know, Colby Smulders.
I don't know Colby Smulders.
That's Robin and How I Met Your Mother.
I would never watch that movie.
It's a TV show. Max Greenfield, Ellie Kemper. Sorry.
Jack McBayer. Good. That sounds good. Yeah. That sounds really Kenan. Good. Oh, Kenan Thompson.
I saw the SNL movie last night.
Oh, was it good? Okay. I see. Thank
John
you.
Stamos is in that one. Adam Scott is in that one.
I'm really disappointed to hear.
No, well, it could be a total me problem just because, and this is how it's marketed, so it's no surprise. It's so chaotic because it's just like the 90 minutes leading up to SNL. But I am really dumb with movies. So it's like if I can't pause and rewind, it's like you've lost me and I'm now looking at Wikipedia and then I missed about 18 things while I'm on Wikipedia. So I didn't realize like so many important things that like I didn't realize Nicholas Braun was playing two different characters.
I haven't seen it, so
I know. So Nicholas Braun is playing two different characters. I thought he was one person the whole time having a psychotic break and like switching in and out of personalities. But it was like, it was good. And Andrew Barth Feldman is in it and he was so funny.
Oh, that's good.
And he was like his total no hard feelings character, which like it was so sweet.
Are they playing like real people?
They're all playing real people. The guy who played Lorne was so good. He was the boy in the Steven Spielberg movie, The Fablemans, which I have actually never seen, but he was so good. Rachel Sennett was so good.
Gabriel Bell.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was so good.
Kaia Gerber was in it?
Yeah.
So wait, Kaia Gerber was fully doing actress now?
Everyone you've ever heard of was in it.
I am personally...
Dylan O'Brien.
I'm personally, like, not a subscriber to movies that have more than two A-listers in
Willem Dafoe and J.K. Simmons were in it. I was like, it was just like, oh my God, everyone you've ever heard of.
Like, the last movie I saw with more than two famous people in it, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I've walked out of two movies in my entire life, Valentine's Day and March of the Penguins.
I'm really curious to hear what people think of it.
I didn't even... How does your ass get to the movies so fast? I didn't even know this was out.
Because I have A-list, Connor. How many times do I have to scream it from the rooftops?
No, I know you have A-list.
And I live next to a movie theater.
That's so nice.
It's so nice. And do you know you know about the A-list entourage? So all of your friends can join an entourage, and if one of them wants to go to a movie, it's like, hey, I put you in my entourage, like come or not.
Oh, and you guys are like movie buff.
Yeah. Well, like, I love movies.
You guys are like movie maidens or film freaks.
Well,
or,
I love
or cinema files.
Yeah.
Or flick flickers.
I'm the flickers. First one to admit, like, yes, I love movies. No, I don't have good taste in movies, so I'm hesitant to just like give a review.
You're not a critic.
I'm not a critic. Like, I would rather watch like Superbad over The Godfather any day.
What I hate about myself as someone who grew up 40 minutes from a movie theater, like, my ass, I've been affected.
You grew up 40 minutes from a movie theater?
Yeah, we didn't live near anything.
Wow.
Like 40 from the mall, like 25 from the grocery.
So you were a country bumpkin?
Yeah, Blumpkin even, maybe. I was always saying, like, they need to put like a little theater in our neighborhood because it's so big. Like, this could be a little town.
Wow.
You know, never did. Nobody ever asked me for the solutions, which
wow,
is sad.
Wow, that's... I didn't know.
Nobody ever asked.
You didn't know that, Connor.
How would you know? But I'm really disappointed in myself that if I type in on streaming.com movie and it's not available and it's like only in theaters, bye, I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to rewatch Always Sunny in Philadelphia again, mm-hmm. which I did last night. And there's an episode where they... by a P. Diddy-esque shrimping vessel. And I couldn't help but laugh because the whole thing is about them feeling uncomfortable and scared at sea. And I was like, oh my God. Speaking of P. Diddy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't care. Everyone knows it. I just want to say, I need to block everything. Can they just give us the end, the outcome? I'm done with all of these, like, look at this old Keeping Up with the Kardashians clip. They knew. I'm just like, okay, release the list. Give us the outcome. Blah, blah, blah. I will say Costco came out. They found all those bottles. They found 1,000 bottles of lube. Like, too much lube. I think we can all agree.
Wait, where'd they find 1,000 bottles of lube?
In his home. They like confiscated it. Did you not see this?
I didn't know about the 1,000 bottles of lube.
1,000 bottles of lube. Now, when we were just in New York in the Hamptons, Hank ordered about 1,000 bottles of KY jelly.
Why?
Because I said, you need to get lube for the slip and slide. I meant baby oil. He got KY jelly. Mm-hmm. So that arrived in a massive box, like 150 bottles of it, like little bottles.
So you remember hearing about that one giant tub of lube that someone ordered and there was like a whole Reddit thing about it?
No.
I barely remember either, so keep going.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that. They confiscated it and they came out and they were like, well... it's America. Like, you know, we love Costco. This is his lawyer. We love to buy in bulk. You know, we just like to save money and buy in bulk. Costco came out. They did not buy that from us. So they were literally like, we bought it from Costco. And now the DEA is coming out. Well, I don't know if it's a DEA. Conspiracy theorist. And that's the subject of today's matter is saying that's drugs. Like, that was
the
probably all drugs.
Drugs.
It's probably not lube. That's what I'm saying. The lube is drugs.
Like, why hide it in lube? Hide it in something less.
The lube is drugs?
Hide it in something less conspicuous. Like, hide it in, like a hand lotion. Something more demure.
Oh, he has dry hands.
It's just you see 1,000 bottles of lube, you're going to be like, what? I guess if you see 1,000 bottles of anything, you're going to be like, question mark, question mark. But I would, if I saw 1,000 bottles of hand lotion.
Hand lotion? There's drugs in the lotion.
If I saw 1,000 bottles of hand lotion, I feel like less alarm bells would be raised than if I saw 1,000 bottles of lube or lube, KY.
Hey, man, I'm not saying it's smart. I'm saying, whoa. Like, put it, like, you could have had a pool, like, with all those bottles of lubes. All those lubes. I farted, so I'm so sorry. Like, just now. So it's gonna be reaching you in about T-minus 10
seconds. There's no way.
Yeah, and it was an accident.
Why did you say?
You made me laugh.
Why did, like, you say something?
You made me laugh.
But why did you say?
Because it's, you know, it's noticeable. So. Just.
I wish you wouldn't have even said anything.
Well, I would rather me get ahead of it.
Because I'm not gonna go ahead and say something.
I think you will say something when it. When it comes across your desk, but
I don't think I will. I wouldn't have said anything.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Just for the future. But keep letting us know.
Mm-hmm. So we had 110 gallons of lube. Baby oil. What? Oh, it was baby oil?
It was lube and baby oil.
Lube and baby oil.
Oh, good. He was diversifying his portfolio.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of lube.
Wow, that's a lot of lube.
No one's going to make it through all that. I mean, he didn't.
Right.
He did.
Well, wasn't it drugs?
That's what they're saying. The conspiracy theorists are saying, like, come on. Like, he's having all these parties. That's probably where he keeps... Well, they're saying it could be... There's, like, a way that you can make, like, a liquid ecstasy and it's clear, which kind of seems, like, aligned with all of the partygoers, right. Like, their experience being, like, kind of off.
Right.
I just... Like, we haven't even gotten the Epstein list yet, you know? Like, what?
Yeah, didn't, like, the first draft drop or something?
Drop? It's like mixtape. Yeah. They were like, here's the list, but everything was crossed out. And everyone was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, release it.
Weird.
Or don't even tell us.
Want to hear.
That's like, should be public info, right? Like, we're allowed to know that stuff.
I don't know how it works.
I don't want to talk about it at all because I think that, like, he's going to take the stand, though, which is, like, shocking. He pleaded not guilty to everything, and he's going to, like, testify.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a Ryan Murphy show in T-minus 5.
Speaking of Ryan Murphy,
mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to get... This could come across as smart or, like, really not connected.
There's no way to know until it comes out.
Yeah. So I watched the Menendez Brothers film. My understanding is that there's, like, a couple that have been out so far.
They're all out.
Okay, they're all out. So
I haven't seen them yet, though.
Yeah, like, I wish it. You watched it, too, so I could. Has anyone here watched it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's, like, really weird because it pulls you in every direction, you know? But, like, the way I remember them is that they had been, like, sexually abused by their parents for, like, mm-hmm. the longest time. That's what I remember the fact being. And the jury decided they're guilty of killing their parents. But the whole thing at the end of the show, they come on with this new jury member who's like, I can't in my right mind, like, sleep at night knowing we put these two people to death. If there's even an inkling of truth that they were sexually abused by their parents, I could not live with that fact.
That's in the show or in real life?
That's in the show. But the issue I have with the show is that
the Menendez brothers hate the show.
Well, right. And that's what I'm saying is the way that Ryan Murphy produced this, right?
Yeah.
The way that public perception can be shifted in such a huge way to where he has the ability to potentially, I don't know the ins and outs of the system. He could get these guys out of jail if their story is true and they were sexually abused. He has the power to shift the mass public perception.
They were sexually abused.
Right. But he took the creative liberty to show the parent side of the story and create dialogue that's one-on-one with these two people who are dead. So it's completely made up and not based in fact. He's just providing, he said, a full story and everyone's side. I'm like, okay, you can't write dialogue for two people that aren't there around to provide that for you.
No, there should be. I didn't watch the show, and like I also didn't really read the Menendez brothers' statements, so I also don't know what I'm talking about. But there should be laws in place that, like, if there are two real people that are alive and in jail, and like something you produce could damage them in any way, like there needs to be some sort of process.
I 100% agree. It's crazy, and this is like not based. The part that blew my mind, it was like, there's like a lot of fluff in this thing that makes it a good story, but then you take a step back and you're like, this is real. And these people are alive and they've been in jail for decades, you know?
No, yeah. Like, again, I haven't watched, so I don't know what the criticism is, but like, I do, that seems like a huge problem.
I mean, it's just, it was mind blowing. And it was like really kind of hard to swallow towards the end. I was like, oh, this is like really disturbing actually. Because these people are alive and like hearing about this.
No, Ryan needs to be like, someone needs to do something about Ryan Murphy.
I mean, you're using their likeness.
Right. Someone needs to do something
and
about
telling
Ryan Murphy.
Their story, and they're alive. Like, the dead can't really speak up. And so it's like, okay, I guess now this is like TV, but like these people are incarcerated.
Well, I think like people are saying that like this could lead to like a retrial or something.
Well,
or like a resentencing.
Kim Kardashian is like went and met with.
Which I think is so interesting because she's also sucking Ryan Murphy's clit because she's in all those new Ryan Murphy shows. So I'm, well, she's playing both sides.
I don't know. I think that she's a fan of justice. I think that she.
No, I agree. But
she can move the needle. It just disturbed me to my core towards the end of the show. I was like, I hate that I gave this.
So should I not even watch it?
The reason I would tell you to watch it, and this is backwards, is that it's good TV, and it's like that's what it is. But I don't want you to watch it just because...
Yeah.
You should. But then maybe it encourages people to look up the facts. But they literally, by the end of the show, they were like, this is all falsified information in a court.
That's so tough when there are...
And I'm like, how are you...
That are like, their livelihood is on...
Yeah. And it's like, how are you literally like not believing these two people that say that they were sexually abused by their parents? Anyways.
Does it say that they weren't in the movie
it's
or
like
in the show?
By the end, they have an actual like a character in the show that he worked at some publication. I think it was Variety in the show, and they have these like sidebars with him all the time where it's like they're making this up, and everyone's like, yeah, they are. They're making that all up. Like it's like, and then they say that like the lawyer that was on their side has another case where she used the exact same defense for her client, and it was like all false. Sexual abuse allegations I mean it was tough to swallow. I hate those like courtroom documentaries, and I keep having dreams now where I am in a courtroom working as a lawyer, and when I wake up I am so exhausted and I have to start my day. I feel like I just clocked out of work and now I'm like waking up and I'm like time to go to the studio and like I'm like exhausted in my dreams. That's what pisses me off about my dreams. It's always something stressful, and I wake up, I'm like, I could have dreamt that I was on a boat, you know? And instead I'm in a courtroom, like, working my ass off, litigating, like, no, I should be knee-deep in the water somewhere.
Yeah, that's why we need to practice our lucid dream technique.
Ass in the water, toes in the sand.
Yep.
I mean, where in the world, a cold Celsius in my hand?
Knee-deep in the passenger seat.
The thing about Celsius, what do you mean this flavor is called tropical vibe? That's not a flavor, that's a... Description.
How many times a day do you drink a Celsius?
Once. I know I'm gonna die early. It's funny.
Don't say that.
Oh yeah, fuck. Here, I'm gonna shift gears. I'm gonna live forever. I don't think I'm gonna die. I have a God complex. But
oh my God, I had a dream we did those scans.
Oh wow.
But I woke up right as they were gonna tell us the results.
Oh wow. Damn, Brooke.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the look on the doctor's face wasn't good.
Fuck you.
I was there too. I was just as much getting the bad news as you.
Let me finish my Celsius. That makes my heart pound. Let me finish this quick cocktail that makes my heart pound and me scared.
Go ahead. Can I tell you something?
Don't even talk to me until I've had my drink that makes me scared.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You should go back to the Alani's.
No. God, no. Oh my gosh. There's going to be a class action against Alani.
I do want to try one because I've never felt the effects of an energy drink. Like, I'm too tired. They don't work.
That's how I feel with coffee now. Coffee's just like an awesome morning treat, but like doesn't really do the job for me. I need to tell you something really quickly.
Yeah, please.
Because of us manifesting, etc., I go to Florida tonight. Now, They're describing Florida conditions as, quote, unsurvivable.
Because is there a hurricane?
Hurricane Helene has touched base with
Helene's
me.
Helene's in town?
Helene is in town. Speaking of conspiracy theories, I'm doing such a good job of like tying them in today. There's conspiracy theories online saying, hello, wake up, sheeple. There was a Helene that touched ground in Florida on September 26, 6 years ago? Whatever. Is this not weird? It was named Helene and it touched ground September 26th. Hurricane names start over like every 6 years. Like it's exactly the same route. And so like conspiracy theories. Oh my God, wait, I also. Okay, wait.
What?
When we get into conspiracy theories, I need remind me to say my quote about conspiracy theories. Can please someone.
We should have had my mom on the pod today.
That would have been epic.
She's a conspiracy theorist.
Your mom and my dad.
Yeah.
Actually, just our moms.
That could have been sweet.
Wait, we just open up and it's neither of us here, just our moms.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Good morning, America.
I just got chills.
I wanted to say, while we manifest, that we're manifesting good. When you know how people are always like, enough thoughts for people. Well, that's a bad example, but like, our thoughts actually mean something here in the studio because our thoughts are powerful and they move mountains. In here because they like do stuff.
Yeah.
So our thoughts are with the people of Florida fighting with the hurricane, as always. And I'll see you next week because my team said all's a go. I'm like, hey guys, I sent a screenshot of the thing. 20-foot floods, quote, unsurvivable, evacuations imminent. They said, venue said it's all good, so we'll see you.
If you need a place to stay, please stay with my mom and her boyfriend.
I would love to.
I'm sure they would love to have you.
I would love to get a reading on my energy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Then you are at the right place.
You have hit the right place at the right
you
time.
Hit the jackpot.
Okay. You were going to say something.
Yeah. You know how when there is a video on TikTok of someone that maybe either like has a disability or like something that an asshole would bully them for.
Yeah.
Okay. And the comments are positive. And then there's always that one person that's like, I'm so proud of these comments, you guys. When it's like, why would you even say that? Because it's just like you're implying that there is something negative to say. Like, it's just like not the...
Came to the
just
comments.
Just don't even... Just came to the comments and I'm so relieved.
Came
it's
to
like the, you're saying that there should be some, there should be negativity.
Came to the comments expecting so much worse.
Yeah.
There's my faith in humanity equals restored.
Yes. And it's like, you're actually a huge part of the problem because it's like you're saying that there is negativity to be that should be found. Yeah. So
wait, go.
What?
What if you got that?
Connor,
so proud of these
Connor,
comments.
Connor, enter my story.
Oh,
so I got my hair cut the other day, and my hairdresser like filmed her haircuts, and so she filmed mine.
I posted
my haircut. All the comments were really positive. And they were like, oh, like, she's so pretty, blah, 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 so gorgeous. Love you, Brooke. And sometimes I wonder, I'm like, I get so many of those. And like, I know, like, I'm not Addison Rae. I'm not Ariana Grande. Like, there shouldn't, I always wonder, I'm like, do people feel bad for me? Like, why are there so many comments about my appearance? Like, it doesn't, it's not adding up. And I've always like, anyway. So I'm like, obviously reading through all the comments and one of my, sorry, I'm getting flustered. One of the comments is, ugh, so proud of these comments.
Wow.
Ooh. I've been waiting for it. Honestly, it's what I needed because I've always been wondering, like, what something's not adding up. And that person actually kind of blew the smoke out of the water.
Blew the smoke out of the water. I haven't heard that.
Water. One. So yay, very proud of these comments. came to the comments expecting worse, but so relieved. Anyway, shout out to that person.
That is special.
Literally.
Thank God they were able to join us.
Delete your account.
That was like...
Anyway, that's my new... hey, bestie. So this is insane. It's so proud of these comments. I think could be the worst one yet.
I got a lot of those on my house tour thing that got posted yesterday. Wow, I'm actually so impressed. Every comment was like, I didn't think you had a home.
Uh-huh.
What a vibe do I give off that people think I don't have a home?
I probably
and the they weren't even like
you don't wear shoes.
No, they weren't saying like you're homeless. They were saying like you give off the vibe that you just roam around, mm-hmm. or like I just exist, I guess. It was funny, but I like Hunter called me yesterday. I can't believe they staged your whole apartment like that just for that shoot. Hunter, they didn't. I own that. I yeah. own my stuff.
No, people are shocked. Like if we like own something, nice.
They were like, it's not a celebrity house interview if they don't tell you where their wood is from. Like it's from Turkey. Like crap. The table is from Turkey.
Did you say that it was from Turkey? All good?
Yeah, I had to say it was from Turkey because that's an important selling point on why I got the table.
You just wanted to get a table from Turkey?
No, it was like table. You put a turkey on table. I was like, that was my thought process. And I said that out loud and I think that's dumb. But no, it's like a Turkish table. It's 200 years old.
Whoa. Was that the most expensive purchase you've ever made?
Yeah.
My most expensive purchase was my couch.
No, my couch was less expensive than my table, which is going to be too big to move to my new place. Like, I don't know how I'm going to.
How'd you get it in?
The movers came and I was like, cool, I paid for movers. They were like, we can't even lift this by ourselves. So I had to call people over and help them.
Do you get extra strength movers?
No, they came with two people and I was like, how'd you get it into the truck? But they had to lift it over my back fence because it wouldn't fit in through my front door.
Oh.
So I had to go out there, like my ass out there, like, hi, what do you think I'm going to do? How am I going to help you? But yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do with that damn Turkish table.
Remind me after this episode and before the bonus, I need to do 5 push-ups.
Okay, I will. I'll do them with you.
I'm trying to get my arms a little toned.
Yeah, I am too. Okay. I'm aligned with that goal. Together. Maggie Smith died. Did you see that?
Oh my God. I thought you were talking about your friend Maggie.
No, I wouldn't break the news to you about Maggie Winters dying like that.
Oh my God. Sorry. Yes, I saw that. That's so sad. But she was 89.
I know.
What age? This is a horrible and like brutal question. But like at what age are you like, but they were like, it was, they lived a good life.
100.
Really? I feel like mine's 85. And I'm like,
I feel like 85 is like
old or 80. I feel like if they're still in their 70s, I'm like, oh shoot. Not that I'm not like, oh shoot now.
Well, my grandma on my dad's side is 97.
Right.
This bitch cannot get a sentence out of her mouth without saying, well, when I'm gone, I'm like, shut up.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I'm on the other side, I'm like, we are having breakfast. Uh-huh. You know, it's like 7:40 a.m.
How old's Mimi?
75.
Really?
Yeah.
I've just now started getting old people in my life. Because like when I was born.
Nobody's old.
Well, and like my mom and papa, they were in their, my mom was like 48 when I was born or something yeah. like that. So I've never had like old people in my life.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my other grandparents, they were old. My other grandpa was like in his 70s when he died. So I've never known like old.
The elderly.
Yeah. So I'm getting there soon. I think like Susu's getting up there. I hope she doesn't watch this.
I don't think she will.
But she's not old yet. You're not old yet, Susu, but you will be soon. No offense.
Oh my God.
That's just aging, which is a privilege.
It's just a privilege to have.
Amen.
That's like our most progressive mutual take is that aging is a blessing. It's because we're aging.
Well, we don't have any choice.
It's because we're aging rapidly. I did a show last night to Chapman University, and I was like, how old are you? This girl's like 19. I go, when I was 19, I said to myself, if I ever turn 23, I'm going to kill myself.
You want to hear something even worse?
Yeah.
I was going back through the archives of my camera roll the other day, and I found a screenshot of my TikTok profile when I had 5,000 followers. And in my bio, I don't know why I thought this is what you had to do. I had like my age and 19, location.
New Jersey.
Yes. 23 Philly.
That's funny. Mine has always
no,
just
but
said,
23.
Yeah.
Like I met you when I was 23.
Yeah.
I'm now, so that's insane.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Mine has my profile. My bio has always just said hot dogs, and I don't know what state of mind I was in. It was 2020, but hot dogs.
Yeah. Why was I doing 23 Philly? Like
23.
I never
Philly.
Was that kind of person, so I don't understand where that came from.
There could be worse things. 23 Philly, sister, mother, daughter,
friend,
lover.
Might as well have had that.
reptile.
Shifter. Have you been on Shift Talk at all?
No, I will never be on Shift
Talk. No, it's beyond like me now. There's a big shifting community. And they catch themselves shifting on camera.
I have to show you the funniest thing. This,
but I don't see anything happening.
Someone,
they're like, I just shifted. No. What happened?
I saw the funniest thing where someone was like, when the shift is so exhausting, you just have to sit on your bed in silence for a while. And someone was like,
are on Shift Talk.
OMG, please tell me how this works. And she's like, no, I'm talking about my job, like work. When the shift ends, please. You know what I told you? I'm unable because I'm so scared all the time to skip one of those sounds where it's like, if you skip this, like, your life is over. Like, your October is going to be the worst one ever.
Yeah.
I looked at my private. Please look at my private.
I have that painting.
It's your house.
Oh.
That one had eyelashes.
Did you
on
forward
it.
All those emails we used to get in middle school that were
yes.
Like, yeah.
Wow, my friends hated me. I started just a different email address that was just me so that I could send it to myself and it counted as a sin.
Yeah.
I do want to say someone DM'd me, her name is Haley, and she said physician's assistants are able to prescribe and diagnose you just like a doctor can. So thank you, Haley, for that.
Oh yeah. I saw that we were getting softly reprimanded for that.
Why? Oh.
Because you said, we said to just go to a doctor.
I feel like
but
people don't realize that like a lot of stuff that is common knowledge to a community of people that were pre-med is not like common knowledge to everybody. That was something we learned. So thank you for letting us know.
Yeah.
But I am excited to, when I get back, I'm going to get an allergy test.
Good.
When I get back, not even back from Florida, because I'm going to Austin after Florida and then we'll be back.
Oh my God, my mom could diagnose you.
Yes. She read my
poem. I'm sure it's just yeast. I'm sure it's just yeast.
Oh my gosh. So I need to get a lack of
the
yeast.
Energy reading.
Oh,
it'll
okay.
be it's so easy. They could do it remotely. You don't even need to be in the room. It's
oh,
all
gosh,
good.
I love that actually. That'd be great for me because I'm on the road.
So
she could tell me I'm allergic to stuff.
Well, I used to wonder because my mom's doctor could hack into her energy field from afar.
That's good.
Can you hack into my crush's energy field and see if he likes me?
Ask.
It doesn't I did ask. Ask. She said yes, but I didn't want to go ahead and ask
that
the
seems
doctor.
Like, I don't know if energy readers have a HIPAA that they have to sign, but I feel like they should.
I think it's anything is fair game in that type of community.
That's not fair.
That he could hack into my crush's energy field?
Yeah.
Good news is, I think everyone will be okay.
Message received. Me fully believing. I'm like, I don't know
good
about
news
all-
is, Connor. Oh, everyone will end up being okay. So.
I need to say by next Thursday, we'll find out who the sexiest TikToker alive is for 2024.
You're kidding.
No, voting ends today.
I think you might genuinely win.
That would be so.
What do
so
you get? Funny. You'll be in People.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think I would be in a magazine.
Do you think that your parents would hang that up?
Yeah.
Wow.
My dad will just text me like everything I post because he does what he did to you. He'll just say People Magazine, crying, laughing emoji. And then he said today, house beautiful interview, crying, laughing emoji. Like,
that's so sweet.
You have to go 15 slides over it. It is true. The rumors are true. I'm like, I don't know where it is. Yeah, go to people.com, sexiest TikToker award, and then go 15. There it is. That crazy picture of me? We can go ahead and click vote if you want to. On
You know what picture they should have used of you? That one.
Which one?
You know the one?
In the water.
No, not that one.
Which one are you going to pull up? Pony Girl.
Oh my God, Glossier just came out with new perfume.
That's important.
This one.
Oh my God, you think that's sexy?
Yeah, I
me?
Told you that.
Oh my God. I don't like my smile. I feel like it's really smug.
Well, you infeeded it.
I was advised to.
Who advised you to? Well, that's so interesting. You get kind of like the same amount of likes on all your photos. Never mind at all. It was just those two.
Yeah, the like look at me.
Oh, you photos. That's your own, this is your own fault. You fully infeated this one.
I know what I did.
Yeah.
Did you hear Hoda is leaving?
I'm so sad.
That's tragic.
I love Hoda.
They time stamped like all of the old ones with Hoda and the Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wendy Williams show vibes. Like it is. They are absolutely hilarious. Hoda and Kathy, you have an opportunity to be, you already are probably, but like to have the most lucrative podcast on the internet. Just get back together. Do it in your house.
I love Hoda and Jenna too, though.
Drink some wine. Jenna's great, but.
She sends me her books.
Yeah. I really like her vibe. She kind of reminds me of Hannah Brown from the Bachelorette. But I think that Hoda and Jenna are just a little bit chaotic and fun. And they never like, they should have been fighting each other with their fists. Because I could tell that they were like kind of, but they just like ebbed and flowed. Like
did
the
you
waves
see
Jenna like
sobbing?
Oh, no.
It was so crazy. Sweet.
You don't want to see Jenna sob.
No, but she was just like, I love you so much to Hoda.
They're like spending more time together than probably like with their parents or anything, like their family, their sister, brother, mother, daughter, son.
Yeah, they're us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But they're every morning, you know, it's like the first person
That's
you
true.
See every morning.
That's true. That's true. Should we talk about some conspiracy theories?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Here's what I was going to say about conspiracy theories. Everything is a conspiracy theory when you don't understand it, which I think that is so funny because
everything is a conspiracy theory to us.
Yeah. Like, but it's important to note. Someone posted a picture the other day on Twitter and it was, you know how like the sun rays sometimes go like this through the sky? Someone posted a picture when the sun is going down and there's clouds in the way, it does the opposite. It's like a shadow through the sky. And someone posted and was like, this weird to anyone else? It's pointing right at the hurricane. And everyone's like, yeah, they're probably shooting that lasers towards the hurricane to like make it hit a certain area, not the other. And everyone's like, yes, this is what I was thinking. These are people that are allowed to vote. You know, it's like, that's crazy to me that you believe like a cloud in the sky is the government guiding a hurricane.
It is remarkable.
Like, really?
Yeah, really.
Really?
Really?
We're doing cloud guidance right now?
Yeah, cloud laser beams.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Mandela effects. That's good. This is a good one.
I like Mandela.
Wait, don't look at that. Look at me. Is it Sex in the City or Sex and the City?
It's Sex and the City.
I've seen that show 18 times. Don't tell me.
Right?
Yeah, it's and, right?
It's Sex and
the City. But I literally don't. I say it as if it's a combo of the two words.
Sex and the City.
Sex and. I just say sex and the letter
A-N. Oh, Sex and the City.
Sex and the City. That's why it's confusing, I guess. I love Mandela effects. Oh, I had a really big one the other day. But that's not worth me mentioning because I don't remember it.
Shaggy's Adam apple. Do you remember Shaggy from Scooby-Doo with a big Adam's apple? Maybe as he inhales a sandwich, so do tons of others. But in reality, it's nowhere to be seen.
I see. That's one I'm not like thinking about like, oh, Shaggy's Adam's apple. Like when I picture Shaggy, it's neither with or without an Adam's apple.
Is it? Wait, I don't care about Mickey Mouse. Truly, I don't care. Sorry, y'all. Cap'n.
Yeah, C-A-P apostrophe N. Yeah.
Yep.
Cap'n.
Captain. Okay.
This is like someone who must be so involved in the cartoon community to be thinking.
Remember Snoopy's tail? Well,
not
you
like,
don't.
No, I don't. That's the thing.
Oh my gosh. All these people are like movie buffs. These are your people.
My people.
Luke, I am your father. You might be surprised to learn then that the line was actually.
He never said that.
No, I am your father. Oh, see, that's a new one. Why are all these about TV?
That's interesting. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? It's not actually that. The line actually began with the phrase magic mirror on the wall.
Okay, so what? We change stuff because it sounds better. I'm not saying the magic mirror on the wall. Oscar Mayer or Oscar Mayer? Ooh.
M-E-Y-E-R or M-A-Y-E-R?
It's M-E-Y, right?
It's got to be M-E.
Oh, it's M-A-Y-E-R, Oscar Mayer?
There's no way.
Oh, I'll kill myself right here in front of
you. I thought it was M-Y-E-R.
This is like for like really smart people. The location of New Zealand. I don't care.
It's by New Zealand.
It's by Australia.
Yeah.
No one cares.
What the people? If you look at a map, you'll see that it's southeast of the country. However, there's a community that remembers it being northeast. I didn't remember it being either place. Joke's on you.
New Zealand.
I don't remember where it was ever.
Oh, the Berenstain Bears. I used to call the Mandela effect the Berenstain Bears effect.
Oh, yeah. You've spoken about that one before. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with any of...
Okay. We have to get out of here. This is like stuff that doesn't affect my day-to-day at all.
Like Pikachu's black tail.
Ooh, the government.
Okay.
The government. government.
Okay. Oh, Connor, this is a good conspiracy theory for you. The Titanic didn't actually sink.
But it just says it was actually the boat Olympia. The conspiracy talks about how the boats were switched and the names were changed on the side of the ships to save money or something like that. Like, they're just like, well, something happened, so take that.
I don't understand how that would benefit anyone.
An insurance thing. So they said something was happening with the first boat that it was like they ran out of money. And so they sank the Titanic to make money for.
But like, couldn't they ask anyone that bought a ticket? What ticket did you buy?
I don't think that that's relevant to the, I don't think we understand it.
Well, if they sank the boat Olympia, then it's like, did you buy?
So they did sink Olympia and then they sunk Titanic on purpose?
Let me just pull it up to be safe.
Oh my gosh. I want to go on a cruise really bad. It's really affecting
me. You can come on my family's Thanksgiving lunch.
Are you going on a cruise for Thanksgiving?
Oh God, yeah. I can't. The entire extended Avric family.
I'll be in Dublin.
Oh, well, we can meet you.
Over Thanksgiving. Yeah. Is your cruise going to Dublin?
I think it might be going somewhere else.
Where?
So I don't know. Like the Bermuda.
The Bermuda Triangle.
The Bahamas. Okay. Right. According to the theory, after the Olympic suffered damage in a collision with the HMS Hawk in 1911, it was deemed unfit for service, blah, blah, blah. Okay. The White Star Line, the company that owned both ships, allegedly swapped the Olympic and newly built Titanic before the latter's maiden voyage. The purpose of the swap was to intentionally sink the ship, which would have been the Olympic disguised as the Titanic.
Gosh,
in order to collect on the insurance payout, the real Titanic supposedly continued to operate under the name Olympic for years after. Okay.
I'm so curious, like,
that honestly,
what
seems
insurance
like,
company is being like, yeah, I'll cover the Titanic. Dumb move. Like, you deserve everything coming to you.
But I don't understand why it wouldn't cover.
They only got insurance on one.
I'm still not. I'm feeling very slow.
Well,
swap the Olympic with the newly built Titanic. So it was actually the Titanic or the Olympic that went out?
I haven't even tried at all to understand this. I'm moved on.
Let me do it. According to the theory, after the Olympic suffered damage in a collision with the HMS Hawk, the White Star Line that owned both ships allegedly swapped the Olympic with the newly built Titanic before the latter's maiden voyage. So it was the Titanic that was sent out. So it was,
the latter means the...
I know what latter means. Second. Yeah, thank you.
So if that helps at all.
I'm still not getting it at all.
What if we moved on?
I think what happened was the Olympic crashes.
Yeah.
So it's not in, like, you can't use it. But then they sent it out so that when it sunk, they could get insurance money for the Titanic.
Oh.
So they sent out a ship that they knew was going to sink.
It was not, you know, for the White Star Line. Swap the Olympic with the newly built Titanic. The swap was intentionally sink the ship, which would have been the Olympic. Yeah, so it was the Olympic that sunk and not the Titanic in order to collect the insurance payout. Why couldn't they get insurance when it crashed the first time?
Because I think it was their fault that they crashed instead of it being like an iceberg where it's like not their fault that they.
Oh,
that is so weird. We're talking about this. Look at what someone gave me in my show.
Oh, that's a good picture of me. Let me see.
Oh,
that's really cute. Aw. That's a horrible picture of me, actually.
Good from
but we
far.
Look like we're having fun.
Yeah, that's.
And what else could you put a price on?
Oh my gosh, maybe I should come on the Avric family cruise. Oh,
sorry.
Oh God. Oh God. Well, do you want to hear the craziest?
Yeah, that would be so funny.
The craziest Mandela effect is that God's name is actually Jod, and like everyone thinks it's God.
Really? I remember one time in Hebrew school.
Yeah.
When I was young, I asked if God could be a girl, and you would have think I like discovered electricity. They thought it was like the most brilliant question ever. Yeah.
I'm on Brookside.
That's just like, that never happened to me in school where someone was like, well, what a brilliant question. So it's just something I remember.
I think one of my favorite conspiracy theories is that oxygen is poisonous and it just takes us, it takes it like 85 to 100 years to kill us. But that's like the person that came up with that is just like so brain fried.
That's awesome. I was gonna say.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I love that.
Try living without oxygen.
So every like advancement in medicine has just been a way to combat the effects of oxygen.
Yeah.
Whoa. And it's like oxygen used to get us sooner.
And like
cancer because of the oxygen.
Definitely wasn't because we were like eating our poop earlier.
We weren't eating our poop.
We sure were eating parts of our poop, I think.
But no, you weren't eating poop.
But like if you were eating, if you're pooping in your bucket and then like making your stew in your bucket and then eating out of the bucket, like you only had one bucket.
No one's using the soup and the poop bucket as the same bucket.
Brooke, that's the Mandela effect hitting you right square in the noggin. We were all using our soup and our poop bucket as one.
Did you ever do stone soup at school?
For the 18th time, I never did stone soup at school.
Have I spoken about stone soup?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite memories.
Stone
tasted
soup?
So good. It tasted so good, but it was just
dirt. I'm getting hungry. I need some stone soup.
Oh, I didn't put you onto my new soup for breakfast.
I'm already on board, so.
It's just like, why are we doing cereal instead of soup? Soup has so many more nutrients, and it's the same thing in a bowl.
I agree with you. Show.
Chicken soup for breakfast. I did it the other day. It was awesome. It's in crazy. A mason jar.
It's crazy that people think gazpacho is the only cold soup. I eat cold soup all the time.
Oh my God. Any Are you having oxygen poisoning?
Any soup can be cold. No, I'm having zinc poisoning.
Ooh, I want like a hearty stew.
Oh.
It's sad because like we should be like, is he laid out this beautiful document
I
for
know,
us
sorry.
Of like conspiracy theories, and we're sitting here talking about stew. It's like
my conspiracy theory.
But we tried to talk about the Titanic. We're too dumb.
Oh my gosh.
No, we're not dumb. We're
no,
just
we're
low.
Not dumb. We're so smart. Thinking about soup for breakfast. I think that we're just like tired of societal norms saying no cold soup, only gazpacho. False. I'll have cold chili. I don't give. I don't give.
I literally said last night because I got fried rice, I wish there was an option to get it cold. From the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah. I like sushi leftover.
Oh, that's... Well, the rice is hard.
Well, the rice...
And it tastes fishier.
Sue me. I think that's... Tasting fishier is not a big deal for a guy like me, though. So that's fine.
Oh.
Whatever. But did you
My
know that,
God.
Like, room temperature rice can kill you in cold blood?
No, it can't.
Yes, it can. Room temperature rice can kill you. If you take anything away from the podcast today.
What do you mean room temperature rice?
Can we hit it? Can we
rice that cools down?
Rice that hits room temperature can kill you. Yeah. Look at this. Eating rice left out at room temperature for too long can cause food poisoning, but it's very rare for the food poisoning to be fatal.
Any food poisoning can be fatal, technically.
Uncooked rice can contain bacteria called blank that can survive cooking and grow into bacteria, produce toxins. When left out at room temperature, these toxins can cause food poisoning with symptoms like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, which usually appear... Okay,
Connor, you can get food poisoning from anything that's left out for too long.
I know, damn it. I got rid of so much fried rice because I thought, oh, crap, it's too dangerous to eat. Crap. Wow, I've been living in fear because of the deep state. Throw out rice and other starchy foods that have been left out at room temperature for more than a couple hours. Hell no.
I know that there is a side of the internet that thinks this way, and perhaps it is proven by science, but our ancestors left food out for so long.
And
that
they died at 22.
Right. We keep coming back to that, don't we?
Yeah.
But that's because they mixed the poop in the soup buckets.
The poop in the soup and the gazpacho. That was the original gazpacho.
Poop that was soup. The original stone soup.
Kidney stone soup.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. I keep picturing every time we talk about kidney stones turning into like necklaces, I keep picturing like, you know how you put popcorn as like tinsel around a Christmas tree? Like what if you did that with kidney stones?
That'd be hot.
Charlie
XCX.
No.
D'Amelio.
The Christmas Charlie. Brown.
Oh.
Charlie Brown just dropped his new album. What is there a remix to that one? Ding, 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 ding. We'll have to listen to the bonus and see if there's a trap version of that one where he's like running and trying to kick the football.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah,
do,
and it's like
do,
Charlie Brown at the Boiler Room set. Charlie
where
Brown,
is the Boiler Room?
It's in London.
Is it really?
Yeah. And there's one in New York. I would love to go to the Boiler Room. All the time I'm like, I don't want to go to an EDM concert, but the Boiler Room will have me sweating with my C&B shaking around. I'd be R-ing out with my C out. Like this.
I'll stay home.
Oh, hush. I would love to see you at a Boiler Room set.
No, but I do want to go to a rave with David Archuleta.
Oh, you're all talk, sister. You will not walk the walk.
If David has a rave for me to go to, I'll go with him.
Crickets. David's been real quiet.
David has been real quiet.
Check on David. Check on your friends.
Yeah.
Check on your friends. You never know what they're going through.
Let's do one more conspiracy theory.
Okay. I am convinced that hashtag TBT was invented by the government to get us to post pictures of ourselves when we were young, pre-social media, so they can improve facial recognition technology. I am like completely convinced this, and as well as, in addition to, 23andMe, just us sending in our DNA.
Yeah.
Like that's, I don't know why they would need our DNA. Like, are we thinking that they're going to clone us? Wait.
They could be cloning us.
They could be cloning us and making fresh scents out of each of our DNAs.
I don't...
Oh, wait.
Like, what?
So sorry. That reminded me of something that I've been dying to talk about on this podcast. So I got on Amazon.com randomly. I was just like on a whim and I typed in pheromones because Cousin Logan, I'm convinced, releases these things like animals have pheromones that make people...
Humans have pheromones.
Yeah, humans have pheromones too. But like animals release them and it attracts more mates and like...
So do humans.
I know.
Like women when they're ovulating.
I know, but you can actually put on additional pheromones. I got on Amazon, just typed in pheromones, and they sent me like...
It's a scam, babe.
A roller... Tell me who went to the Hamptons, put on some pheromones, and was immediately nominated for People's 2024 Sexiest TikToker Award.
Yeah.
With my pheromones on. And I got 2 free drinks that night when I wore them.
Don't you always get free drinks?
Yeah, but these ones were special because I was leaning in. To the bartender, because I smell my neck.
Aren't you always leaning in?
I'm always leaning in.
Yeah, I do think, trust me, I have purchased plenty of pheromones in the past.
No, not
and they don't work.
Oh, that's
me.
Them.
Yeah.
Your instinct, the original
I
pheromone.
Think it's literally just oil. Like scented oil.
Well, it smells good, so that's all
yeah,
I have to say.
I do, right.
I also want to say on the subject of leaning, do you know Americans are the only people that lean on stuff, like in line, if you look around at everyone, everyone's leaning.
Because we're exhausted from the food that's in our body.
From the poison that's in our body.
Poison.
But like everyone else, like if you look at a line in like a lot of other countries, they're just standing in line. If I find a pole, lean. Railing, lean. At the airport, lean. Sitting, ideally, but leaning mostly. I'll lean. If given the opportunity to lean,
I
will.
If there is ever a situation where I'm standing and there's the option to sit, I will never, ever remain standing.
If there's ever an option to lean, to put the weight of my body on one of my legs and lean, I'm not being cool. I'm increasing my blood flow.
I agree.
And relaxing. I would say like, oh, you think you're tough because you stand up straight? No, I'm preparing and saving some of my body's very limited resources for if I need to fight. By leaning. So I'm actually being the mega athlete in that situation. You're standing up straight? Good for you. I might have to fight soon. Look at my body.
Thank you for letting us know.
So if you ever see me leaning, don't step towards me. I'll square up.
Getting ready.
Yeah. All right, you guys. I'm going to wrap up.
I will too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed those conspiracy theories. always talking about alien this, UFO that, but I have this feeling inside that we're the aliens. I can't, that, this one's going to get me too worked up. Let's do it in the bonus. We'll do a few more conspiracy theories in the bonus, which is where we'll see you next.
Shortly.
Thank you.
Please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. Thank you. Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
I am being absolutely pounded right, left, and center right now.
When you were born, I looked down and said, that is going to be people's sexiest TikToker.
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
I've said, there's nothing more beautiful than the outline of the male form.
It's fucking Winnie the fucking Pooh, bitch.
I don't make love.
I fuck
hard.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.